Great. So as comfortable as you can be. You know, I'm making a recording of this right now. So if you, you know, later are doing this, this can be a great one to do on your couch or in bed. Somewhere, if you've got a lazy boy recliner, putting your feet up. And we'll start by grounding in the body. Feel all those places of contact, the floor, your cushion, chair. Feeling the heaviness of the body here, that maybe that groundedness, earthiness. Might breathe in a way that is easeful. And we're going to use our hands, and our hands will act as a symbol for the care that you have for your well-being. And for those of you who has that voice that comes in and says, oh, well, that's not me, or I don't know how to do that. That discouraging voice, I don't know how to be compassionate towards myself. Just the fact that you're here tells me that you care for your well-being. Don't worry about compassion right now. This very simple care for your well-being is something that everyone here has. And I know that. That is true. And take your hands and turn them over so the palms are facing up, just letting them rest in your lap. You don't have to hold them out. But I want you to bring attention to the palms of your hands, the symbol of your care. And imagine all the care that you have for yourself is pooling to the center of your palms. And then we're going to take our hands. You can take one of them and bring it up to your shoulder. Doesn't matter which side. And just very lightly, gently touching your shoulder. Maybe giving it a little squeeze, a little massage down the shoulder. Maybe up in the neck, reaching to the back of the neck if you can. And giving this part of you this care, this caring touch, this very tender touch. Oftentimes we hold tension in this part of our body. So, just resting those palms here. And then moving down into the arms, and you can massage as you go, kind of squeezing the arms as you move downward towards the opposite hand. All the while, the massage is nice, it feels good, but what I want you to really feel into is this care that you have for yourself, and you're expressing it through this touch, then switching sides back up to the shoulder and the neck. this tender touch. And down the arm. All the way down to that opposite hand. And then taking both hands and bringing them to the face and laying them over the eyes, just feeling perhaps it's the warmth or the coolness of your hands, allowing all the delicate muscles around the eyes to feel that, maybe relax a little bit more. Feel that care through your hands to yourself. You can also touch other parts of your face. Sometimes the jaw is needing that care. Clenching the jaw. Sometimes the ears, even just tugging on the ears a little bit. Bringing hands now down to the chest and allowing them to just rest here. Just holding this very very open part of the body. You know, if we're sitting up and our shoulders are open, it's a lot of exposure here. It can be kind of a sensitive spot right here at the chest center. A lot of emotions are housed here. We carry a lot of emotion here sometimes. So you're just breathing into your hands, feeling that contact and all that care that you have for yourself here. Maybe you feel a bit guarded, and that's okay. You don't need to rip down that guard. Just coming into this tender contact with it. Breathing. There might be images that come up, memory, future thoughts, different emotions might bubble up, or it might feel numb. Lots of possibilities here, and nothing is wrong. You might want to move hands down to the stomach. This is another area where people hold their stress and challenges. Just having that tender touch here. Letting this part of you feel your care. We did some practice with the legs earlier. We can bring hands to the thighs. And kind of similar to the arms, kind of just bringing your hands down towards the knees as far as you can or want to go. If you can reach down to your feet and that feels good, that's great. If just to your knees is where you can go, that's fine. Just bringing some care to this part of your body. It might surprisingly hold quite a bit. This tender touch. It might be some other area like your low back that needs attention. You can do, bring your hands where you feel like you're holding and it needs this very gentle, kind attention. Then for now, letting the hands rest somewhere. It might be at your chest or your stomach or just in your lap. Maybe it's at your face, just that feeling of contact at the cheek. So letting the hands rest somewhere that feels helpful and allows you to stay connected. And breathe into the space of the body, feeling the body expand with the in-breath and relax with the out-breath. And again, being with that care that you have for your own well-being. And this might be enough. You might just stay with this. You might find that in your mind, saying in your mind that wish that you had for your stress, what you'd like to say to it, that might be something you bring in now. Speaking to these parts of yourself that may have been neglected for some time and is just needing this tenderness that really only you can offer. Doesn't need to be fixed. Doesn't need to be pushed aside. You're witnessing what is actually here right now. It might not be something related to stress. You might be encountering something like contentment or joy. Gratitude. It's wonderful. Don't feel like you need to dredge up something to work with. Sometimes when we practice tenderness, that's what comes in, and we can be tender and present with that. Wonderful. I'll be quiet for just a little bit now so you can continue practicing all on your own.